10 minutes till 6 on this Monday afternoon. This is Jill Dittmeyer with you once again. Last week, I had the wonderful pleasure of being able to speak on the phone with NPR radio host Diane Rehm. She has written another new book. This one is called On My Own, and it's a very intimate, very honest memoir of the last weeks of her husband John's life and the year after.
I can be on the air and feeling such a loss, and yet at other times I can be looking at the trees and the snow and my own dog Maxie and feeling just fine. And it was those feelings of, you know, not knowing what you're feeling, and feelings of guilt all combined came into my mind.
In June of 2014, Parkinson's disease had so ravaged John Rehm's body that he no longer wanted to live, yet his doctor could not legally help him die. So John Rehm relinquished his own life by not taking food or water. It took him 10 days to die.
I began writing the book on the very night he was dying. I had tried to go to sleep on two chairs next to his bed with my little dog, Maxie, on my stomach. But of course, I couldn't sleep. So I got up and took out my iPad, which I had with me, and began writing, just putting down my thoughts, putting down my feelings, putting down my perceptions of what John was going through. And I guess, Jill, that was the beginning, and I just went from there.
Rehm's book reads like a journal. You will cheer for her, feel for her, and learn from her.
So many people use the word closure. It's not a word I like. It's not a word I use. I think grief for the loss of a loved one is ongoing. I don't ever expect that I will, with some part of me, stop grieving for John. After all, he and I were partners, lovers, friends, enemies for 54 years. I mean, we had all those ups and downs, all of the experiences that two human beings have in a marriage or a partnership. So I think the grief now dwells within me. Sometimes I'm happy to be with other people. I love to hear laughter. I love to hear conversation. But I think now in my life, there will always be a distance between myself and others because of the loss of John. So I think I am a somewhat different person. I think I have become a more compassionate person as I have experienced the compassion of others. It's taught me a lot about grieving and about how people care for each other.
Rehm supports the organization Compassion and Choices and says if she could help craft a national right to die law, it would be very similar to the one in place in Oregon.
You find two doctors, presumably and preferably your own doctor, with whom you have a relationship, and another doctor, both of whom agree that life has lost its meaning for this individual, either because of debilitating illness or pain or suffering of one kind or another, that a 30-day waiting period be instilled and honored, and that medication to peacefully help that person end his or her own life be given. And then that doctor can walk away and leave it to the judgment of the individual, him or herself.
That ability to be empowered is something that's very important to Reem. She also wants people to know that this Wednesday, February 17th, that group Compassion and Choices will be holding a forum with some of the presidential candidates. They are going to ask them to address their views on right to die and other important end-of-life issues. You can submit your questions and actually watch the forum live on the website, compassionandchoices.org. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the whole end-of-life issue is something that Diane Reem says she's going to focus on when she retires at the end of this year. And she talks quite a bit about retirement in her book and why she thinks it's time for her to retire and what else she knows she has planned. But she says she still is going to play a very important role at WAMU. That's where her show originates. And she has been broadcasting that show there since 1979. Like 2 million people listen to it every week. The book, once again, is very much focused on the whole end-of-life issue and how she dealt with it and her friends, and talk about it as well. But she also admits a lot of just fun sides of herself, including her sense of fashion. And the cover to her book is a beautiful picture of Diane Reem with exquisite jewelry that she's wearing. So I asked her to tell me the story behind the jewelry.
The starfish flower pin belonged to my mother-in-law. She gave it to me. The bracelet is one that John gave me. And the earrings he gave me for our 40th wedding anniversary. Mm.
And of course, my interview was via phone with her because she's a busy lady right now. She's actually on a nationwide book tour. When she comes to the Midwest in March, she won't be coming through Indianapolis. She will be doing some book signings, though, in Ann Arbor and Chicago and St. Louis. And the book is widely available now. It's called On My Own.